I noticed Shedeur Sanders is the big story about the NFL draft, and everybody's buzzing about him falling and the media coverage of his fall and how is he going to respond. And really, in many ways, in my opinion, I think Shedeur is a bigger star. I think that especially the African-American community, people that follow the Colorado Buffaloes, people that love Deion Sanders, I think that it makes him kind of a folk hero and more of a legend. Sometimes it's better to be infamous than famous, because what's going to happen is he's in the quarterback room, like I said, he's in the quarterback room with Dylan Gabriel, Joe Flacco, who's in his well into his 40s, and Kenny Pickett. That's not an extremely formidable room. I would think that if he comes into camp in shape and he really puts in the work and studies the film and cleans up his perception, whether it's real or not, the perception that he's arrogant and uncoachable and all of those things. And if his dad shuts the bleep up and focuses on the Buffaloes coming season and trying to compete for a Big 12 championship, I think that Shedeur is going to have a chance to play. Cleveland is a chocolate city. Cleveland is a place where I think the fans will get behind him. He will get a lot of support. Cleveland hasn't had someone with that cachet and name branding. So I think sometimes falling is what's best for you. I said this when Lamar Jackson got drafted many years ago, late in the first round. He had a lot of people saying that you should switch to being a slot receiver and all of this nonsense. And when he went to the Ravens, I was just like, man, Lamar Jackson, if he had gone to the Jets or one of these awful franchises, he'd be out of the league in 4 years. Going to the Ravens is the best thing. Falling to the Ravens was the best thing that could possibly happen to Lamar Jackson. Falling to the Chiefs was the best thing that could possibly happen to Patrick Mahomes. So it's not about where you're drafted. It's about the coaching staff and are you in a city with a good offensive coach if you're a quarterback and you have a good line and you have a fan base that supports you. And I think Shedeur checks all three boxes. I think that he's going to eat that quarterback room up alive if he comes in focused and ready to play. But I wanted to talk about the rest of the draft because it wasn't just one person in the draft. I know that that's the primary story, but I want to do a top five dead or alive. These are, in my opinion, five extremely good draft picks that I would say to watch out for these individuals. I think that they're perfect fits. These are guys that have a chance to really, really make an impact. Everybody on this list isn't going to be an all pro or Hall of Famer or all-time great or Ring of Honor type player. But these are players that I think will come in and make an immediate impact. Number five, Tyler Warren, tight end, Indianapolis Colts. Tyler Warren went to Penn State. I'm an Ohio State fan. He's a guy, if you're watching the game and you're rooting for the team that's playing against Tyler Warren, you got to know where he is on defense all the time. You got to have a defender on him. He's one of those guys. He has the potential to be one of those great tight ends, like an Anthony Gonzalez type of tight end. He has the height. He has the speed. This guy is 6'6", 240-ish, 250-ish, runs in the 4.5s. It's just someone that can be vertical. He had a game where I believe he had 226 yards, somewhere around there, catching from Penn State, from Drew Aller. And Penn State, we've watched Penn State. They're not necessarily the most potent and engaging offense to watch on television. I mean, you're talking about a very archaic student body left, student body right. Tyler Warren has a lot of talent. You saw him. He had a fantastic game against the Oregon Ducks in a loss in the Big Ten Championship. He's going to a Colts team, my Colts team. Anthony Richardson couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat in the middle of a hurricane. And then you have Danny Dimes, who really isn't that much better. So you have two terrible quarterbacks for the Colts. I'm embarrassed to be a Colts fan. I'm embarrassed to wear Colts jerseys insignia. I think I still have a Jacoby Brissett jersey when he was the quarterback of the Colts. I don't even think that Jacoby Brissett's mom has a Jacoby Brissett jersey. But Tyler Warren, just as a seam route tight end, is going to give whoever wins, or if you're playing for the Colts, loses the competition and has to start. That's going to give him a much better option. And I think Tyler Warren, if they ever get a decent quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, is going to be a fantastic weapon for years to come. Number four, Cam Scadabo. I like Cam Scadabo. I've seen him at Arizona State. I've seen clips of him, obviously, from when he was at Sacramento State. It's funny that Shaquille O'Neal is going to be the GM of Sacramento State's athletic department. I love these GM positions. I'm trying to get my man, shout out to my man Greenbacks Inc., Pat Green, manager Pat. I need my man Pat to run one of these schools because he has all the plugs and has been my manager for many years, is in the sports and entertainment side of the business, really managing athletes. But Cam Scatabo is one of those dudes. He's not going to run for 1,000 yards. He's not going to carry the ball 200 times. He's going to carry the ball 8-9 times a game. But those 8 or 9 times that he touches the ball, it's going to be very exciting. He's going to have some Mike Allstott in him, just truck-sticking people, running over people. You know, Jamal Lewis, he's not a guy that's going to be a bell cow type of running back. But I think in New York, a place where the fans reward toughness, reward energy. If you look at the clips of Cam Scatabo, he's always turning a 3-yard gain into a 9-yard gain. He's always running over people. He's always falling forward. Even if play against him, I had the displeasure of playing online against somebody using Arizona State on NCAA, on the NCAA football game, and got truck sticked repeatedly. Number 3. Malachi Starks, Baltimore Ravens, pick 27. I just think Malachi Starks is a fantastic safety. I thought these were going a little bit higher than 27. It's just the Ravens seem to always fall into fantastic defensive players. They know how to put them into the system. Ravens already have a Pro Bowl caliber safety and talent in their secondary. Adding Malachi Starks, who could play both free safety and strong safety. I've seen him up in the box making tackles as SEC safety. I love safeties from Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, these schools, because you're going up against grown bleeping men that are running backs. Even the lower end SEC teams, Florida, Arkansas, Missouri, they have people that are going to play on Sundays that are coming out of the backfield. In Baltimore, that's just going to be a match made in heaven. Number 2, my guy, Travion Henderson, a running back, New England Patriots, selected 38th. Travion, if you want to know about Travion Henderson, just Google the play that he had against Texas at the end of the half, which was a game-changing play for The Ohio State University. He took a 3-yard screen pass, 80 yards to the house with a minute left, really on a drive where Ohio State's just trying to kill the clock and go to, basically they're going to run a play or two, and they're going to go in at half, and it was 7-7. It's a tie game. Travion makes that play. They're up at halftime. It changes the intensity of how the game is played in the second half, and that's what Travion Henderson is. He's a guy, he's not. Now, Quinshon Judkins went before him to the Browns. Quinshon's a guy that's going to carry the ball. He carried the ball 23, 24 times a game. He's more of a bell cow. Travion can only carry the ball maybe 12, 13, 15 times a game, but his explosion and ability to make huge plays and take it to the house, I'm trying to think of a comparison. He has a feel to him. The Colts had a guy named Nyheim Hines, which is a little bit smaller than Travion and maybe less explosive, but he's one of those guys that he doesn't need to touch the ball extraordinarily often to make his presence felt. And just with New England, when's the last time New England had anyone on their team that you feared? If your team was playing against the Patriots, nobody in that backfield you were scared is going to take it to the house. Travion's that dude. And then number 1, we've been talking about him over and over again. I think Shadur, he wouldn't have been on my list with great picks had he gone 3rd or 4th, because I didn't think that he should have gone 3rd or 4th. So had he gone to the Giants at 3rd, had he gone to the Browns at number 2, had the Giants traded up and picked him at 25, he would not be on the list. Shadur Sanders at pick 144, that's nasty work. That's crazy work. You're talking about a cherry pick, a layup, a very easy decision. I don't know what he's going to be. People that are picked late don't necessarily get the chance to start. But once again, if you look at that quarterback room, I think Shadur Sanders, from a value perspective, at 144 is a fantastic pick for the Browns. I think that he has a chance at some point to start for the Browns. And we'll see how good he is. Is he as good as he thinks he is? Is he as good as his father thinks he is? And will the circus come to town? I think that one thing that's actually to his advantage is the NFL has rejected the circus, just like they rejected the circus with Tim Tebow. And I think if Shadur just comes in as a regular guy, he's not flashing his Rolex, he's not doing a reality TV show, he's not the Kim Kardashian of football. If he just shows up with his lunch pail and his helmet and his playbook and he's ready to play, I think that he's going to have a lot of success. I think the city of Cleveland is going to embrace him. And that's my top 5 that are alive. We'll be back with more of the Lance J Radio Network, HR Voices, Sirius XM 141.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network. Lewis.
Shout out to all them guys, man. Rasheed Wallace, you know, Katino Mobley, Sean Red Smith, Terrell Stokes, all of those guys. A lot of them are Philadelphia legends when it comes to the basketball.
Right.
But I drop real numbers on them. So what would that make me?
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
Are you J-ing people up? Are you crossing people up?
All of that.
Are you? Or is all of the above?
Yeah, I was similar to Iverson.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
I don't know what's wrong with him. He ain't been acting like himself lately. I mean, it kind of hurt because we've been best friends since we was in the second grade. Did you know that? And I try to talk to him. He don't even hear me. He's gone. I mean, I could look out for myself, but... I don't know what he might do to steal. The way he been acting lately, you my man and everything, but I'd do him in if I have to.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.